Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world at kx93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from my morning show, Tyler Russell, on KX93.5. KX93.5 is joined this morning by what's going to be an exclusive radio tour stop, I hope, from L.A. Priest. We've got Sam of the group in studio. Good morning. How are you, man?
Good morning. I'm very good, actually. Yeah, the sunshine's doing wonders for me.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk more about it, but you live sort of in isolation in Wales. So being in sunshine probably is a very different feeling for your skin.
It is. Yeah. We only get about 3 days of sunshine a year out there. So I've got like twice my usual amount already.
Welcome to California, I guess. So you're on tour right now with Glass Animals. You had a show a couple days ago at the Observatory, which we presented, I understand, was pretty awesome.
Yes.
And you've got a show tonight at the Wiltern in L.A. This is a big North American tour that kind of has spawned off you releasing your first music in a long time. So talk about that journey. It's been 7-8 years since you released music under L.A. Priest. How did that happen?
So, like 5 or 6 years ago, I was doing this kind of thing full time. I even was here in the US doing a tour, which lasted a month. And after about a year of doing a world tour with my previous band, Late of the Pier, I really fancied a change of scenery. So I got involved in all these different things. I was recording my own project, at the same time producing a few different artists, and just kind of learning more about what I could do and the options that I had. You know, that it doesn't always have to just be tour, make a record. So that felt pretty good. And then after about 3 or 4 years, it was time to come back on the scene, I suppose. So this is all, it feels quite new, actually. You know, doing it again, it doesn't feel like the same old thing because it's a different setup and all new material. And it kind of feels like starting again, which is very exciting.
What were people's reactions when they knew you were coming back? Did people notice?
That I didn't know what was going to happen. You know, like my idea about it was I was going to just come onto the scene as a newcomer and people wouldn't really remember. But then all these old faces came out of the woodwork and people who really, it turned out, had been waiting for me. Huh. You know, I didn't realize there were people out there that were just kind of waiting for me to come back and do something.
That's awesome.
So that was kind of overwhelming, actually, the response. Yeah.
And I understand you did some traveling, some soul searching, some tinkering while you were in between these two albums. What exactly did you fill your time with?
Just those things. And I got completely sidetracked for a bit with, I wanted to create new instruments, things that hadn't been built before, because I've always been very into the sort of DIY music thing. Yeah. And I started making plans to start my own company that made, you know, synthesizers, keyboards, those kind of things, and weirder instruments. So that took up a while, and that's an idea that's still possibly gonna happen.
Okay, you know? Cool.
I don't know which to do, you know. If there was two of me, they'd definitely, one would do the music and one would do the instruments.
Well, let's talk about, you know, how you are kind of have all these creative juices right now, which partially has to do with where you moved to. Again, Sam's in studio, aka LA Priest, a show tonight at the Wiltern in Los Angeles. So talk about where you live and why you did that. I think it's so interesting.
To me, that kind of, one of the strangest things about where I live now in the middle of Wales, as you said, a very isolated spot, is that actually while I was making the record, I wasn't there yet. I was in Loughborough, which is this little student town in England, very small place, but very sort of packed in. People all around you. And I was in this little, what we call a terraced house, with you could hear the neighbors sneezing through the walls. And so the record is, a lot of it is electronic because I had to do stuff on headphones. I would have to do stuff quiet. But it's kind of, I suppose the record, if it's about anything, it could be the desire to kind of escape and, you know, kind of venture out. And so where I live now is more of a reflection of who I am, and has a lot to do with the record. And I'm already working on the next one out there. So
help us picture it, because I'm picturing like a big field and you're just sitting there in the middle of it. Is that accurate?
Yeah, yeah. It's a place where there are more donkeys than people. I don't know why there are donkeys there, actually. It's not like a usual livestock, but we have lots of donkeys and things. And chickens and, you know, these are our neighbors. There's not a lot to distract you from writing and recording.
And you can't hear anyone sneezing except for maybe a farm animal.
Yeah, we heard a sheep sneeze, actually, just the other day. And they sound very human. So it kind of startles you when it happens.
You're wondering who's in your backyard.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, I think it was coughing, but it's just as weird.
But to be clear, they're not your sheep or donkeys. They just kind of live there around you.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Okay. One day, maybe, we'll have...
You could only hope.
Our own.
Sam's in studio. L.A. Priest is the name of his solo project. And again, they're performing in Los Angeles tonight at the Wiltern. There's a new album out that we'll talk about more. But do you want to play us a song and we can chat a little more as we kind of wrap up here?
Of course, I'll play a song for you. I'd like to start by playing a song that when I came in today, I was told that it's getting some airplay out here. So I think... I think it'll go down well.
Cool.
It's called Ladies in Trouble with the Law.
Fooling around, but hey, now I'm. feel high. And now I got a heart of lead. I feel alive. Even when I know that it's wrong, it feels right. And even though I know that I'm low, I feel high. Even when the morning comes, when I blame it on the one that I love, it ain't right.
Awesome. That was Sam, a.k.a. L.A. Priest, live in studio performing Ladies in Trouble with the Law. You've heard that on our station from time to time, and now we have a really sick, exclusive live version of it. Thank you for that, man. That was really cool.
Oh, glad you enjoyed it.
talk about the equipment that makes all of these sounds. I mean, you've got something that looks like it's straight off a spaceship over there making lights and
like
stuff.
A wooden spaceship.
Yeah, what is that? What is that thing?
This is basically like all my favorite things from my studio back home, bolted into a wooden box with extra blinking lights on the front, just for effect, yeah. You know. That's all it is. I just wanted it to kind of arrive. You put it on stage and you play out of it, you know. So it's the equivalent of those things that those one-man bands would have, where they'd have drums strapped all over their body, and they can just walk around and play. Yeah.
The electronic.
The only thing it needs, to be that good is maybe wheels. If I put it on wheels, then I just rule the streets.
Oh, so right now you're carrying it everywhere.
Yeah.
You'd like to be able to skateboard down the highway with it.
Yeah.
On your shoulder or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, which would be awesome.
That's the next stage.
Well,
for me.
And something you made yourself, so that contributes to this idea of making your own synthesizers and instruments and stuff. That's still a budding business idea, right?
Yeah, that's right.
What would you call your company?
Oh, it's already got a name.
Oh, okay.
It's called Gene.
Perfect.
It's actually named after Gene Wilder.
Oh, okay.
There's a long story behind that. A long creative story. But Gene, I like it.
Okay, cool. Again, L.A. Priest in studio. You can catch him tonight at the Wiltern in Los Angeles. The song you just played has got a video online that's directed by your brother, right?
That's right, yeah.
And you've got another song, Oh, I Know. Are you going to play that one for us too, or do a different one?
I'm actually going to play a different one.
Okay, today. Well, yeah. The video for Oh, I Know has got a bit of buzz because it's you basically on what looks to me like Tatooine from Star Wars. Is it supposed to be that?
That one was directed by my brother as well.
Right.
In fact, he directed all my videos because after he did the one that you're talking about on Tatooine, I was just like, yeah, this is going well. Why not? Let's keep going with this. But actually, I didn't get the Star Wars references at all while we were filming. And I can't really tell. My brother's a strange one. I can't tell whether he was sort of like trying to sort of play a prank on me by making all these Star Wars references. He says, oh, no, I didn't even realize, you know. But when he was growing up, he was a massive Star Wars fan.
Oh, well.
So I look back at the video and I'm like, seeing all this, you know, stuff. The Tatooine and even the hanging upside down with the guitar thing.
Uh-huh.
Somebody told me, yeah, Luke Skywalker's doing that
with his
trying
lightsaber.
To grab a lightsaber.
Yeah.
So I've got my suspicions that my brother's got wicked sense of humor.
That's like a creative genius thing, though, where you don't tell the subject exactly what you're doing, and maybe he gets a better performance out of you because you're not really sure what's going on.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Really interesting partnership you've got going on with your own Ken.
Yeah, I can't wait to find out what the other videos are about. You know, what he's snuck in there.
Well, people can grab the new record. Is it pronounced Ingy?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, cool. People can grab that. Is there a website or anywhere you'd like people to go to find the music?
There is a website that they'll find music there, but it's a totally different thing again. It's called earthwindow.org, and it's a website that I set up at the start of this year, and it, I don't know, check it out. It's basically, it remixes itself as you go around the website. It's kind of a weird version of a interactive website that's kind of a little bit, it feels like the website's breaking as you go through it. So it's very much kind of in line with what I do. And then you can just find me on Facebook if you want normal music, you know.
You've never done anything really all that conventionally, have you?
No, I don't know why. yeah, I suppose not.
I think it's pretty cool. I love it. L.A. Priest, let's hear one more song from you before we get out of here. Again, the show's tonight in Los Angeles. What are you going to play now?
Yeah, this is one of my live favorites. It's Learning to Love.
Learning to kiss, learning to lose your body and never to resist. It'll be just like learning to love all over again. It'll be just like learning to love all over. Learning to kiss, learning to lose your body, and never to resist. It'll be just like learning to love all over again. It'll be just like learning to love all over again. It'll be just like learning to love all over again.
Great. That's Learning to Love from L.A. Priest, live in studio, an exclusive on this tour with Glass Animals. Thank you so much, Sam. Really.
Oh,
awesome.
Thanks, you guys. Yeah.
We really appreciate you coming through, and we wish you a safe rest of the tour and journey back to your sheep and donkeys and your field.
Yeah, I'm going to go and swim now.
Okay, good. Yeah, you don't get much of that probably, right?
No, that's another novelty experience.
Catch L.A. Priest tonight at the Wiltern in Los Angeles, and we'll see you next time you're through, okay?
Yeah, see you soon. Yeah.
Thanks, dude.